on Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
First, we got to go to our man Robbie, who's out on the streets at the moment, and we not only that, we bought him a Union Jack. Robbie.
Well, Niall, I have to say a very good afternoon to you. Of all the things you've asked me to do, this is the one thing I am most nervous of, because I don't know where this is going to go.
Robbie. Suck it up.
I have got friends in the UK. I love the UK. I'm even going there for my birthday this year. And, of course, I know my history and my roots here in Ireland. So, yes, you have indeed kindly bought me a Union Jack
flag. It's a lovely Union Jack too, isn't it?
It's fabulous. And it's very distinctive. Anyone doesn't know what the Union Jack flag looks like. It's a very distinctive blue, white and red flag that represents, you know, the UK.
The George's Cross, they call it, yes.
So what the deal today was, I'm going to get this flag. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to pick it up in my hands here. I'm in the middle of Henry Street, by the way. And I'm going to walk down to Murray Street, where the Freedom Fighters held the last meeting before, obviously, what happened in 1916.
Look at you, you mad fella.
We're going to see what reaction we're going to get now. So I'm going to...
Robbie, can I just say, we've just checked with the boss. What's the story on your insurance policy?
I don't think I have one there. So this could be the last flag I ever wave in my whole entire life. And it's up now.
Wave it proudly, Robbie.
Oh, my God. I'm being looked at very funnily here.
It's the flag of our friendly neighbours.
Okay, I'm walking down to Mercy now. The flag is a big flag, I have to say.
It is a big flag, actually.
Yeah. Have it up in the big bamboo.
We went all out on the budget of Classic Hits 4FM this year on that flag.
Oh, God. Oh, here we go. Right. It's now.
Oh. Are you being approached?
No, I'm just... How you doing? All right, do you like me flag?
See you.
An Apple iPad? No, I don't have the money.
Do you want to buy an Apple iPad? they must think you're British and you've money. Buy an Apple iPad?
How you doing, sir? I'm actually waving this flag. As you can see, it's a British tricolour. You're live at Classic Hits 4FM. You're not from here. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from India.
India, okay. Now, this flag represents you, doesn't it, to a certain extent, yeah? Are you surprised the fact that I'm waving it in the middle of Dublin?
All right.
Are you?
Yeah.
Would you think I'd get attacked or something, would you?
No, you're not attacking someone.
No. So, you're proud to see this flag being flown?
I'm British.
You're proud to be British. You're British as well. Hold on a second. What's your name, darling?
Laura.
Laura, you're live in Classic Hits 4FM. You are in Ireland at the moment. Hold on a second. What do you say? Because this is what we're doing. We're doing an experiment to see what the reaction is. Do you not like it now?
No,
do you? Set it on fire, yeah?
Oh, lovely. Yeah. He's a nice lad, isn't he?
Do you want to come here to me? Come over a second. Come on. Why don't we do an experiment, okay? What's your name, sir?
My name is Kieran.
Oh, you're Kieran. How are you? Now, you to see this flag today.
You're live on air, Kieran, by the way.
You're live on air, Kieran, by the way, so please don't swear. See this flag now being flown in Mirror Street, where obviously the 1916, the meeting, it's disrespectful, is this?
Very disrespectful, and it's just I despise it.
Do you? What would you do now if I gave it to you?
If you gave it to me?
Yeah.
I'd be going there, so out of the wind, so I could actually light it on fire.
Would you really?
Especially the week, Dan.
Appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Robbie.
Hey,
Well, I'm sorry if I got you into a bit of trouble there, Robbie, did I?
You're okay, you're fine. Now, hold on a second. I'm going to be what?
Battered.
Okay, what's your name, darling?
Lorraine.
Lorraine, you're live at Classic Hits 4FM with the Niall Boylan Show. Why are you thinking of going to be battered with it? Tell me.
Leading Union Jack.
Yeah.
In Mirror Street, you're a brave fucking man.
Watch your language, please. It's the middle of the day.
Listen, you're live in Classic Hits. Just hold it back with the language. Is this an insult, raping the flag in Mirror Street?
Yeah.
Why?
You should have get that Shady Wogan many days, because he thought he was an Englishman.
Oh, poor Niall. Terry. That's a bit disrespectful, isn't it?
No.
Terry Wogan was always proud to be Irish.
No, he was. Not when he was doing the Eurovision. He was always for England.
Oh, well, hold on. When Terry was doing the Eurovision, he was there to represent Britain at the time because he was working in Britain and he was representing the BBC. So, of course, he had to use the word us when referring to the British team or the British singers.
But the English was playing in plenty more than the Irish then.
Well, he couldn't get a job in Ireland. That's why he went to Britain.
On Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there a second. Let me just go back to our man, Robbie, on the streets. Who has his... I was told to play Rule Britannia instead of the British National Anthem, by the way. Hey, that's a bit more regal for you, Robbie.
Oh, God, Niall. You're going from bad to worse. What can I say?
Robbie is out on the streets of Classic. It's 4FM. He has his Union Jack. He's waving it proudly.
And I have... Oh, hold on. I'm actually... It's up there in the air. And I'm getting screamed at from both sides of the street now at this stage. Hold on. It's cheeking me. Hold on. Sorry. Hold on. It's cheeking me.
Take that flag down.
What's your name? Sorry?
Lavinia.
Lavinia, live in Classic Hits 4FM. Why did you say that to me? Why?
Because it's an English fact. The cheeky of walking up and down Moore Street with that flag.
But should it matter to you? I don't understand.
It does matter to me because I'm Irish.
So you get offended by the British flag,
I do indeed.
Oh, someone's trying to burn her. Hold on, go away. Actually, get away from her. Someone's had to come over with a
lighter. Burn it, quick, light that flag, quick. Burn it.
Hello?
Well, what is he burning the flag for?
Somebody come over with a
flag. Tell him we paid good money for that flag.
No, the flag is getting burned down.
Are you getting offended by this, sir?
Yeah. Just like, very offended.
Hold on a second, Niall.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Niall what?
Niall Boylan. The Alive and Classic Kids 4FM, okay? We're flying the flag here today to see what reaction people will give me. You're getting offended. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
We're 800 years of it, Niall. That's why we don't want it here, okay? We're still a subject people. And the last thing we want is the likes of that snot rag in this street and this country.
Robbie, we should be giving you danger money, Robbie, today. I swear
Niall,
to God.
I think I'm going to have a little word with Randy and see what the story is and see what your reference. But I have wrapped up now in a ball, so I'll wait till you come back to me and you can be flying again.
Now, Robbie. Are you still there? Are you still alive?
Yes, I'm just about, but I have the flag up now again, and I kind of feel a bit odd doing this, but it's up outside the 14 to 17 Mirror Street building.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Which is more poignant, I think, than the GPO. So,
well, they only have the protest march there during the week.
Fellas said, do I want a light for that? He wants to burn it as well. So, they're all looking at me really strangely here.
But maybe ask them why they're looking at you so strangely.
What?
What are you doing with that in this street?
Hold on a second. How are you doing? Sorry, what's your name?
Caroline.
Caroline, you're live in Classic Kids 4FM. Why? You don't let me find the flag now?
No, not down in this street. You couldn't be flying that.
Well, look, we're doing a social experiment today to see people's reactions when they fly this British Union Jack, and obviously you're not a fan of it. Are you a fan of the flag? A fan of the people, but not the flag. Is that what it is?
That's it, exactly. The flag is not for here. Not in this street, it isn't.
Three people tried to set this on fire already.
Only three. You're lucky to be walking down the street with that in your hand.
I'm here with a grumpa. She's going to burn it. She wants to burn it as well. See, people want to burn this flag.
Why do they want to burn the flag? It's a British flag. It's only a flag.
What's your name?
Alison.
Alison, you're live in Classic Kids 4FM. Why do you want to burn this flag?
Because it's 1916. It's coming up to the commemoration of the centenarian of the British taking over.
And is that the only reason you want to burn it?
Because it shouldn't be on Moore Street, and it's right outside, he's right outside where they hid on Moore Street, and it shouldn't, the British flag should not be here.
But have we all moved on? Sorry, Robbie, everything okay, Robbie?
Well, as I speak, the British there, the Union Jack is on fire, they took it off me, and they're burning it.
You know Marty Pello, he burned the Irish flag.
Marty Pello burned, so that makes it right then, doesn't it, Jeff? Yeah, knuckle draggers.
Hold on, she's taking it off me, so look.
Yeah, but can you...
She's now burning the British flag in the middle of Mirror Street. She's
lovely. I'm sure she's well proud of herself, yeah.
I helped her.
Yeah, you're proud of yourself, are you? Yeah, how old are you? 12, 13, 14 years of age, is it? Yeah.
They're actually ripping it now. The flag up now at the moment. They're pulling it from one to one.
There's Classic Hits 4FM's budget gone for the year.
They're ripping it, and I haven't even got it. Sorry, can I have that back, please? No! Think of a toilet bowl. No, I'm not getting it back. Well, obviously, you can't, because there's bits now at this stage.
Leave them alone. Leave them at it. You know, God love them. You know what I mean? They're like ravens.
Sorry, pal.
Yeah, leave them. Robbie, if I was you, I'd just get out of there because, to be honest with you, if they're willing to do something as pathetic and childish as that, you know, you wouldn't be.
To catch it on video now, she chased me down the road with it.
Get out of this street.
What?
Get out of this
street. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm not welcome.
You have to warn me.
Lovely. Words of wisdom. You can hear the words of wisdom oozing from her mouth, can't you?
Now she has the bamboo. She's chasing me down the road with the bamboo stick.
All right, Robbie. All right. Listen, we'll come on. Thanks very much. There's our reporter, Robbie. I hope he's all right. Are you all right, Robbie?
Yeah. I'm just running.
Come on. You better get out of there.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's our reporter, Robbie.
On Classic Hits 4FM. Real talk.